Well, February is African American History Month, and here in Cincinnati, the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County have been busy getting ready with exhibits and events. And joining me in the studio is Brian Powers from the library. Welcome, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Give us an idea of some of the events that are going to be happening at the library.
Well, you know, every year for Black History Month, we always try to have a theme in Black History Month. And this year, we're kind of focusing on the arts. The main thing that we're doing this year is on a local photographer, C. Smith, who has been around for decades doing photography. He's very renowned, very well known, and he's just a really cool guy. We've been working with him for the last maybe 8 months talking about this exhibit. We're going to have him be our kickoff event Saturday, February 4th at 1 o'clock at the main library. We're going to do a program on his career. But before that, building up to that, we have this exhibit of his photography. It started on January 13th, and it runs through March 12th. And it's really an overview. It's about six decades worth of photography. A lot of famous people, a lot of people who aren't famous are in there. Musicians, sports figures, and politicians, and religious figures. A lot of Cincinnati people, but also a lot of nationally known people, too.
Now, we should say it's not just one exhibit. There's actually going to be three separate exhibits.
That's right. We've got so many photos. We've got over 200 images that's going to be throughout the whole library. But there are three main exhibits. One of the main ones is C. Smith, Your Personal Photographer. And that's going to be a mix of some photos he did in his studio on Reading Road in Avondale. And a lot of them are going to be maybe first in Black history in Cincinnati. Like, we have some Martin Luther King portraits that C's did. We have people who were at the Freedom Center, like Bill Clinton and the Dalai Lama. And we're going to have a photo series on the Cincinnati riots that happened in Avondale back in the late 60s. We also have in our Popper Library department, which is the department that has all the music CDs, by the way, we're going to have over 40 images of different musicians that C has taken since the 1950s. So there'll people be like James Brown, who used to record here in Cincinnati. But we'll have a lot of local guys, a lot of jazz guys, like H-Bomb Ferguson and a lot of different gospel singers and R&B singers, a lot of people who were at the Cincinnati Gardens back in the day, like the Charmaines, who were a local group. So that's a real fun one. But we, you know, he has a real passion for music, so we kind of wanted to show that side of his interest in these different musicians. And then up on the third floor in our Cincinnati room, we have Better Than Good, the photography of C. Smith. And that's an expression that C says all the time when you call him, how you doing, C? He'd be like, oh, better than good. So that's kind of overview of his career in that room. We're going to have a lot of overview of his different styles because he did a lot of different work for a lot of different people. Like he did work with the local chapter for the NAACP. He's done portraits, you know, if somebody became a judge. Of course, a lot of the local politicians, like the local mayors, people who became city councilmen. And then we just have some ordinary people who are interesting photos. It's really to show a lot of the history that happened in Cincinnati that he was able to capture.
C. Smith was an extremely prolific photographer. What was it like, you said you worked with him for 8 months now, going through the troves of photography from Cincinnati African-American history and selecting? How did you select the pieces that were going to be in the exhibits?
Well, I let that really up to C. It took a long time because, you know, every photo had a story to it. But it was fascinating for me because I love history and I'm not a Cincinnati native. But I've been here for about 21 years now. But I learned so much about Cincinnati history, particularly Black history. He knew all the politicians, but he knew a lot of the people who were running the racketeering business. So he knew a whole range of people. And so he has a story for all those people. And that's what we're trying to do with this exhibit, is try to show all that, try to show as much as we can of the different people that C knew and that he photographed.
Now, you say you learned some things about African-American history here in Cincinnati. For people who are going to come to visit the exhibit, what are some of the things that you think they might come away with?
The diversity. It's really a diverse, different kind of history. And I think that's what we're trying to do, you know, different lifestyles. And also, I would say that since a lot of photography starts in the 50s, you know, some of it captures some of that time period of the 50s and 60s and the struggles that people went through, you know, with a lot of civil rights. I don't know a lot of these reverends, but I certainly feel like I know all the reverends now because he took all their photos. But each guy has their own story, and we don't have really long captions, but we try to capture why these guys are important, why they are in this exhibit, and why C. Smith took their photo, and what did they do while they were here in Cincinnati.
Now, in addition to the C. Smith exhibits, there are several other activities and events going on. Let's go a little bit into some of those.
Well, like I said, we try to have a theme. And this year, since we have C. Smith and his exhibit, we kind of wanted to focus on the theme of arts. So C. Smith is going to be photography, and he's our kickoff event for Black History Month, which is the first Saturday, February 4th. We'll be having C. Smith there. We're going to be talking about his career and hear some stories. And then the next Saturday, we're going to have a two-session day, and we're continuing with the theme of photography. We're going to have a local genealogist, Thomas Jordan, come in and talk about how you can use your photos you have in your photo albums to try to do genealogy research, how you do your family tree, getting clues and things like that. So he's going to be doing a workshop February 11th at 11 o'clock at the main library. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a workshop in our makerspace, which is our fun little department where, you know, we have all the new technology. And what we want to do is workshop it. If you have old photos and they need to be restored or digitized, this will be a little workshop about some of the stuff that Makerspace has to do that kind of thing. The third week, we're going to have music is the focus, and it's going to be on a panel discussion we're going to have on the Cincinnati jazz scene, the old venues that were here, some of the jazz players. And we're going to have a panel discussion, and that panel discussion has been put together by Lori Gentry, and she's from the organization Jazz Alive, and she's put together a discussion of local musicians Kathy Wade, Pat Kelly. We're also going to have another great local African-American photographer, Melvin Greer, who took a lot of photos of a lot of these jazz guys back in the day. We're also going to have a local promoter, Arsnell Nelson. That's going to be on Saturday, February 18th, at the main library at 1 o'clock.
And we should also mention that following the panel discussion at 3 p.m., there will be a free concert by the Hank Maltner Quintet.
And then Black History Month concludes on Saturday, February 25th, with Dr. Tony Darnell Davis, who's a retired professor from UC. Dr. Davis is going to be talking about the history of black theater in Cincinnati. We have the Cincinnati Black Theater, but we want to talk about not only how that came about, that theater, but a lot of the efforts to have black drama in Cincinnati before that was around, and Dr. Davis was part of that history, so he can tell us a lot about those efforts that were made.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Brian Powers, from the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. Thank you, Brian, for joining us.
I very much enjoyed this. Thank you for having me to talk about Black History Month.
For more information on the Black History Month events and exhibits at the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump. Thank you.